sixth parak of Berachos Mishnah Hay. We continue the halachas of Birchas Hanenin. The su'udah that a person eats, the starting point of a su'udah is when he washes. Generally, when one washes in a su'udah, that covers most of the things in the meal. Now, there's something called lifnei hamazon and something called la'acha hamazon. Lifnei hamazon is if a person eats something before he washes, which is really not part of the su'udah, because the su'udah starts when he washes. Then there's something la'acha hamazon, which we don't have it that much nowadays. First thing to say, today we don't have it. They used to do it before they benched. La'acha hamazon is not after benching, it's before they benched. And before they benched, they would clear off the tables completely, remove the tables, and afterwards bring out new tables with new food. So that's the special type of dessert when they were completely finished with the su'udah. That's la'acha hamazon. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, the person drank wine before he washed, even though it's not part of the central part of the meal, but still, that bracha covers not only the wine during the meal, but it covers the wine after after he finished that dessert wine that he has at the end of the meal. Yeah. Next thing that is said over here is beer halapeperes shelifnei hamazon potes halapeper shelachar hamazon. Halapeperes over here is two pshatim over here. We'll take one pshat. What Rashi learns is they have some type of hors d'oeuvre they would eat before the meal, some fish or chicken or vegetables they eat before the meal, and this is before they washed. And according to this explanation, it says that bracha that they made that the bears before the meal also will cover these types of desserts of the same min that they would eat at the end of the meal. Okay. Now, as far as halacha, in respect to things that one eats before the meal, Mishnah Berurah passes like this, that if you are eating something before the meal that whets your appetite, like some salty things or pickled things or even other types of food that whets your appetite, they're considered part of the meal. And even though you made a bracha on them before you washed, you don't have to make a bracha afroin on them before you start your su'udah. The same thing applies if you're eating something like a fruit before the meal, which if you would eat a fruit in the middle of the meal, you'd have to make a bracha. And that fruit you ate before the meal is now going to cover the bracha that you have to make during the meal. That's also another way that this fruit that you're eating before the meal becomes part of the meal, because the bracha you're making on the food is serving for the bracha that you're going to also eat during the meal, and you don't have to make a bracha afterwards. But if a person eats things before the meal which are not whetting his appetite, and that bracha is not going to save him any brachas during the meal, for example he eats potatoes or vegetables before the meal, if he ate more than kazayis, then halachas he has to make a bracha right on them before he washes, and then the washing will cover whatever he eats during the meal. Okay. Birch al ha the person made a bracha on bread that obviously covers all these side dishes, and the person made a bracha on these side dishes that does not cover the bread. He made a bracha on these side dishes, not only does not pass the bread, it also does not cover maizik deira, is like a farinas and different types of cooked grains. This is the way we're passing that. Amoisi covers all the other minimizinas, but if I make a bracha on the zinas, or if I make a bracha on a shakel and other things, it doesn't cover the bread.